More than half of refugee children are not enrolled in primary school, and less than a quarter of refugee children are not enrolled in secondary school. So the average time now for a person to be displaced from their home or their country is 17 years. So it's really important to try to keep that continuum of education and learning going. Even if it's in an informal way, it makes a huge difference for children. It also helps them to come to terms with some of the traumatic experiences that they may have been through on the way by creating a safe place, a sense of normalcy in being able to, you know, go into some kind of school type setting.
And so in this informal learning initiative, children use tablets, and these tablets are in some cases solar powered. How many countries are they operating in? Can you give me an example of a country where it might be happening?
Solar-powered tablets are being used in Sudan right now, and this has been a project going on for the last 3 or 4 years. It's a game, actually, an interactive game that is teaching the children the official primary maths curriculum so that hopefully one day they could be integrated into, you know, the nearest schools if that's possible. It's showing good results because the children are learning fast and effectively. And their math scores are almost as high as those of children who are in the formal primary schools. It's also helping children who are in such situations to get some digital literacy skills as well, which will set them in better stead for potential job opportunities later on.
And knowing children, they'll be onto this in a flash. It'll be no problem to adapt to the tablet, and the fact that it's a game presumably makes the whole process much easier. But I'm just wondering, can you explain exactly which children we're talking about here? Which are those ones who are being left behind?
So children who are affected by emergencies, whether that's conflict emergencies or natural disasters, tend to be the ones who are most left behind because they're living often in very fragile contexts. And they frequently have to flee from their homes, and they leave everything behind, including their education. And so this is a very big problem in big emergencies we see, like tsunamis, earthquakes, and so on, where people are suddenly disrupted and have to leave their homes. But also in chronic conflicts where there's not very much media attention, and children are going without access to many basic services, including education, for much of their lives. I mean, you know, some children in living in these kind of situations have never even been inside a classroom.
And just quickly back to Sudan, where you have personal experience from the 90s, you were saying that children actually just want, they're clamoring for education.
Yes, when I worked in Sudan during the conflict in the 90s, I often asked children, you know, what did they want? And invariably, the thing that they said that they wanted most was an education, because they knew that this was the thing that could help to open the door to a better future. So today, the basic education system in Sudan, unfortunately, is still not meeting the needs of many children who've been affected by the conflict. So former child soldiers, displaced children, street children, those who are living in remote areas, means that more than 1.8 million children in Sudan are currently not able to access primary school.